Ekatra Podcast Conversations, for the curious essential knowledge, simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Ekatra AI.
Welcome to the deep dive.
Today we're immersing ourselves in a force that's, you know, both completely familiar and at the same time one of the deepest mysteries in the universe.
Magnetism.
Exactly. I mean, if you've ever stuck a note on your fridge, you've used it.
But the real story behind that simple act involves, well, quantum mechanics, astrophysics,
and the very engine of modern civilization.
That's right. Our source material for this, which draws heavily from the work of physicist Stephen J. Blundell, really challenges us to look past the simple party trick with iron filings.
So our mission today is a big one.
It is. We want to answer the question, how does magnetism actually work? I mean, at every single level, from a tiny particle all the way up to a galaxy.
And why should you, our listener, care? Because magnetism is, in a way, this great unifying principle. It connects the quantum spin you can't see to the cosmic shield that protects our entire planet. It's the invisible engine behind almost all modern tech.
Data storage? Electricity in your home?
All of it. And without getting a handle on this invisible infrastructure, you can't really understand the world we live in.
So let's start with our guide on this journey, Stephen J. Blundell. He's a pretty big deal in this field.
Yeah, who is he? What makes his perspective so valuable?
Well, Blundell is a professor of physics at the University of Oxford. His specialty is condensed matter physics.
Okay, so that's the study of what exactly?
It's the field that tries to understand the collective behaviors of matter. So how trillions of electrons get together and act in concert to give a material its properties.
Like being a conductor, or in this case.
Or, crucially, being magnetic.
So he's right there at the intersection of pure theory and, you know, real-world application. He's not just explaining physics. He's in the lab doing frontline research.
Absolutely. What gives his work so much weight is that that rare combination of deep theoretical knowledge and hands-on experimental grit.
And his experimental work is pretty unique, right? I read something about muons.
Yes. So the sources make a big point of this. He uses a technique called muon spin rotation.
Okay, break that down for us.
Think of it like this. If you want to see the hidden magnetic landscape inside a material, you need a tiny, tiny probe.
And a muon is that probe.
Exactly. Muons are subatomic particles, sort of like heavy electrons.
Okay.
They act as these perfect tiny little compasses. By watching how they wobble or precess inside the material, Blundell can literally map the magnetic structure atom by atom.
Wow. So it's like an internal CT scan, but for magnetism.
That's a perfect way to put it. And that level of detail, marrying the quantum theory with the experimental proof, is what lets him explain these really complex ideas without dumbing them down.
He's showing us the proof is right there in the iron.
He is. And that leads us to the central idea of his work. You can't truly understand magnetism using your everyday classical intuition. It's impossible.
So you have to throw out the old rule book.
Completely. You have to embrace quantum mechanics and even special relativity.
That's a bold claim, especially since classical physics got so much right.
It did, and he walks us through that whole journey. He starts with the ancient stuff-laid stones, compasses, and then builds up to the 19th century with the great unification of electricity and magnetism.
A huge intellectual achievement.
A massive one. But he uses that triumph as a setup. He pushes us to the absolute limit of what classical physics can explain.
And that limit is the permanent magnet itself.
Precisely. Why does a fridge magnet just work? Why doesn't it run down?
Classical physics couldn't answer that.
It hit a brick wall. The stability of that magnet was a paradox that only the quantum world could solve.
And that's the journey. From a unified theory of light all the way to this necessary quantum leap.
And he connects it all. The tiny subatomic world to the hard drive on your desk and then all the way up to the cosmic scale of planets and galaxies.
The message seems to be that the rules are the same everywhere.
Universal. The same fundamental force.
Okay, so let's dig into that journey. It starts in the 19th century with a happy accident, right? When's Christian arrested in 1820?
Yeah, a total accident. He was giving a lecture, of all things, and noticed that when he switched on an electric current...
A nearby compass needle jumped?
It jumped, and that was seismic. It was the first hard proof that electricity and magnetism weren't separate things. They were linked.
And that just opened the floodgates. Michael Faraday comes along and finds the mirror image of that discovery.
Right, electromagnetic induction. If electricity can create magnetism.
Then a changing magnetic field must be able to create electricity.
And that's our modern world right there. Every generator, every power plant, every transformer is built on that principle.
You're just converting motion into electricity by moving a wire through a magnetic field.
And then James Clerk Maxwell comes along and ties it all together.
The four famous equations.
He took all these separate laws and distilled them into four just beautiful, elegant equations.
And it wasn't just a summary, was it? It was predictive.
It was a prophecy. Maxwell's equations proved that light itself is an electromagnetic wave. It was, you know, the absolute pinnacle of classical physics.
But as you said, there was this huge gaping hole.
A huge one.
His equations were perfect for describing how electricity and magnetism interact, but they couldn't explain the simple existence of a permanent magnet.
Those little currents inside it should have just faded away. So the very existence of a magnet was the clue that we needed a whole new kind of physics.
And that's where we take the quantum leap.
That's the leap.
So what is the true origin of magnetism?
The answer is inside the electron itself.
Okay.
It's a property called electron spin. Now, Blundell is really careful here. It's not a literal spinning top.
It's not actually rotating.
No, it's an intrinsic fundamental property of the particle. Just like its mass or its charge. You can't turn it off.
And that property is what makes it magnetic.
Yes. That spin gives every single electron its own magnetic moment. Every electron is a tiny elementary bar magnet.
So if every electron is a tiny magnet, why isn't everything magnetic? Why isn't my desk, or me, sticking to the fridge?
Great question. It's because of the collective effect. In most materials, electrons pair up, and their spins point in opposite directions.
They cancel each other out.
They cancel out perfectly. To get that powerful pull you feel from iron, what we call ferromagnetism, you need the spins of billions and billions of atoms to all align in the same direction.
Now that's the real mystery, isn't it? How do you get them all to line up? They have the same charge. They should be repelling each other.
And this is where the physics gets really counterintuitive. It's not a physical force pushing them. It's something called the exchange interaction.
The exchange interaction.
Which is a purely quantum mechanical effect that comes from another rule, the Pauli exclusion principle.
Okay, I remember that one from school. Two electrons can't be in the same state.
That's the one. And when you apply that rule to electrons in neighboring atoms, the math shows there's this huge energy saving.
An incentive.
A massive energetic incentive for their spins to align parallel to each other.
So it's not a force pulling them together. It's that lining up is the lowest energy state. It's the most stable arrangement.
Exactly. That's the secret. The stability of a permanent magnet isn't some kind of perpetual motion. It's just the system settling into its quantum energy minimum.
And that quantum alignment is what separates different types of materials.
Right. You get the whole zoo. Diamagnetic materials like water that weakly repel fields, paramagnetic ones like aluminum that are weakly attracted, and then the ferromagnetics iron, nickel, with that powerful spontaneous alignment.
Okay, so let's take that microscopic quantum rule and scale it way, way up. How does any of this explain the Earth's magnetic field?
That's the geodynamo theory. The Earth's outer core is just this vast ocean of molten iron and nickel.
A convective fluid.
A conductive fluid that's constantly churning and circulating because of heat and the planet's rotation.
So you have moving charges.
You have massive electrical currents deep inside the Earth. It's basically Faraday's discovery, but on a planetary scale. A huge self-sustaining generator.
And that field is vital for life.
Absolutely essential. It creates the magnetosphere.
Earth's invisible shield.
It is. It deflects this constant stream of charged particles from the sun, the solar wind. Without it, our atmosphere will be slowly stripped away into space.
And it's not even a static field, is it? We know it fluctuates and even flips polarity over geological time.
It does. And if we look even further out into the cosmos, magnetism is everywhere. It shapes how stars are born. It governs solar flares and sunspots. It organizes entire galaxies.
So the same forces at work everywhere, just at different scales.
And life has even evolved to use it.
Biomagnetism and magnetoreception.
Yeah, this part is just fascinating. We're talking about migrating birds, sea turtles.
Even bacteria.
Right. There are these magnetotactic bacteria that have tiny chains of magnetic crystals inside them.
Little internal compasses.
Literally. And they use them to navigate, to follow the Earth's magnetic field lines down to find the right oxygen levels in the water.
It's physics being used as an evolutionary tool. Incredible. Okay, so let's try to pull out the big overarching themes from Blundell's work.
I think theme one has to be quantum mechanics is the foundation of magnetism. It's not a footnote. It's the whole story.
Right. Magnetism is maybe the most direct everyday proof we have of quantum theory. You don't need a billion-dollar particle accelerator.
Just need a piece of iron.
And theme two is that unity across scales. The idea that the same quantum rule that governs an electron spin also explains why our planet has a protective shield.
The micro world completely dictates the macro world. And that leads to theme three, magnetism as the indispensable engine of technology.
I mean, it's hard to even think of a technology that doesn't rely on it in some way.
From generating power to storing the data this conversation is being recorded on, it's just fundamental.
Blundell also has a way of distilling these huge ideas into these really memorable lines.
He does. The first one, which really sums it all up, is magnetism is quantum mechanics made visible.
I love that. It connects this abstract, weird theory directly to something you can feel and see.
Yeah. And the fact that classical physics just completely fails to explain a magnet is the proof. You're looking at a quantum phenomenon right there on your fridge.
Okay, what's another one?
How about this? Electricity and magnetism are not two separate forces, but different facets of a single electromagnetic interaction.
Which speaks to the relativistic nature of it all.
Right, exactly. Whether you see an electric field or a magnetic field can literally depend on whether you're moving or standing still. They are two sides of the same coin.
And the last one, the intellectual starting point for this whole thing.
Classical physics fundamentally fails to explain the existence of a simple permanent magnet.
That's the one. It shows that sometimes the simplest, most mundane things hold the deepest secrets. That failure is what forced physics to make the leap into the quantum world.
So let's make this really practical. How does understanding this change how we see the technology around us?
Let's start with an MRI machine. People see it as this giant, magical medical tube.
Right, but Blundell really demystifies it. The huge magnets in the machine are used to align the magnetic moments of the protons in your body.
Not the electrons, the protons.
The protons. Specifically, the protons and the hydrogen atoms in your body's water molecules.
And we're mostly water, so they're everywhere.
Everywhere in your soft tissues. So the machine lines them all up like tiny compass needles. Then it zaps them with a radio wave, which knocks them out of alignment.
And the magic is in what happens next.
The key is measuring the time it takes for those protons to relax and snap back into alignment with the big magnetic field.
And that relaxation time is different for different tissues.
Exactly. It tells the machine if it's looking at muscle or bone or tumor, all without any harmful x-rays. It's just applied quantum mechanics.
Amazing. And what about the future? I hear a lot about spintronics.
Spintronics is the next frontier. Today's electronics work by moving an electron's charge around. That's what current is.
And that generates heat, uses a lot of energy.
A ton of energy. Spintronics aims to use the electron spin instead of its charge to store and process information.
So rather than an on-off switch for current, it's a spin-up or spin-down switch.
Precisely. And flipping a spin takes far, far less energy than pushing a charge through a wire.
Which means faster, smaller, and much more energy-efficient computers.
It's the future of computing. It all depends on our ability to control that tiny, invisible quantum property.
Incredible. So as we wrap up, what was the thing that surprised you most in all of this?
For me, it was how perfectly magnetism acts as this bridge between the most abstract, pure theory and the most practical, real-world technology.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that the Pauli exclusion principle, this weird rule about two electrons, is the reason we have hard drives and a global digital economy.
Oh.
That's just a powerful argument for basic curiosity-driven research.
You never know where the next breakthrough is going to come from.
You just can't predict it.
My biggest realization was the paradigm shift itself. We think of magnetism as this simple, tangible force. But Blundell shows us the real frontier is in controlling something that is fundamentally invisible and abstract, the electron's spin.
Yeah.
It means the next generation of everything, from medicine to computing, relies on us mastering this this quantum ghost. It's not a closed chapter of physics. It's a frontier that is still defining our future.
A truly universal and enduring force.
See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Ekatra Foundation.